Toddlers Stuck, this time at 130 words a minute. 3, 2, 1. Thank you for all your interest in this incident. Because of the interest it has generated, we decided to hold a press conference so that you could put all of your questions to us in one fell swoop, rather than have our officers deal with queries in a piecemeal fashion. First, I'll tell you what happened and what our actions involved in bringing the incident under control. At about 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, we took a call at the Emergency Operations Centre from a very concerned parent, saying their child had ended up stuck in a rabbit's burrow. We immediately sent out 2 fire engines with full staff to the scene of the incident in Bunterfield Meadow. With the help of the child's parents, we were able to identify the burrow and called down to try and make contact with the 3-year-old child called Jake. Despite our repeated attempts to hail the young lad, we had no response from him. Because of the number of fire officers and passers-by standing in the area immediately surrounding the burrow, a few cracks began to appear in the soil. This caused concern after it was spotted by one of our junior firefighters. We retreated from the immediate vicinity and sent a camera probe down into the burrow to see whether we could establish exactly where the little boy was. The burrow was fairly wide, about 1.5 feet in diameter, which made sending the camera down below the ground level reasonably simple. At about 1 meter down, we noticed 2 things. First was the burrow seemed to be widening as it went down. Second, we noticed that the burrow seemed to fork out along 2 separate tunnels. We sent the probe down the first of these, and at about 3 meters down, we came upon a small family of rabbits who seemed curious over the intruding probe that had disturbed their domestic life below ground. We found no trace of the little boy. We pulled the probe back up to the point at which the tunnel appeared to fork and sent the probe down the second hole. It was when the probe headed down the second tunnel that it became clear the tunnel was highly unusual. Not only was it perfectly cylindrical, it was also clear that the tunnel was made of metal. The tunnel, it transpires, was a mine shaft. It had been unused for about 150 years, and records of it seem to have been destroyed many years ago. The strange thing is there had always been stories around here about secret underground tunnels in the area, but nobody actually thought they were true. Well, they were. And our next job is to check their safety and to see just how far these tunnels run. This does raise serious questions about the safety of the homes above the ground, and a full assessment will have to be carried out. This work will begin today, and we know we have a lot of people worried about the future of their homes and what the insurance companies will make of our findings.